out.
Looking for you.
Till it's you.
Welcome to TSP Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSP Pod. He is King at Your Omni. He is Ski at TSP Ski. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie in a couple of weeks. Or join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us your movie suggestions there. You can also give us list ideas for the sports podcast. Speaking of that, you can watch it every Thursday at around 7:30. We go live on twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87. If you miss those, then I post them on YouTube. I also separate out the segments that we have on the sports podcast, put them on there. So just search for Sports Brewery on YouTube and you will find those. This week's movie is King's movie. It is on Netflix. It came out in 2024. It is Bad Boys, Ride or Die. If you search for Bad Boys 4 on Google, you can also find it that way. It has a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.6 on IMDb, and a 54 on Metacritic. It stars Will Smith as Mike Lowry, Martin Lawrence as Marcus Burnett. I don't think I ever knew Marcus's last name. Mike and Marcus. Vanessa Hudgens as Kelly, Alexander Ludwig as Dorn.
Ludwig. Love a good Ludwig.
And I love his name is Dorn. Every time it's just, yeah. God damn it, Dorn.
You can't name another movie character
Come on,
Dorn.
Roger. Like,
you cannot name another movie character Dorn. I'm sorry. You just
love like, it, Dorn.
Quit giving me this Olay
bullshit.
Yeah.
We're so old. It's an 80s reference.
By the way, Alexander Ludwig, Bjorn Ironside in the Vikings TV series. That dude's a fucking badass in that show. Maybe not so much in these movies, but
no, he made soft.
He's kind of soft. Paula Nunez plays Rita. Joey Pants reprises his role as Captain Howard, even though he's dead. Tiffany Haddish plays Tabitha. Ski probably has opinions on that.
Don't even get me started on Tiffany Haddish.
Rhea Seahorn plays Judy. Yeah. Rhea Seahorn from Better Call Saul.
So I did read the. So this has two directors, they specifically got Rhea Seahorn in because they love Better Call Saul.
Obviously, she's fantastic. I mean, she's good. She's good in this movie too.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to like? Let's see. Tasha Smith played Teresa, who replaced the actress named Teresa Randall, who played that character in the previous three movies. Jacob Scipio played Armando. He also had cameos by John Sally. He reprised his role as Fletcher.
Hell yeah.
Wait, Fletch?
Love John Sally.
Fletch. Okay. Or Fletcher.
Fletcher? I think it was Fletcher. Fletcher. Yeah, Fletcher.
Fletch is Chevy Chase.
Yes.
John Sally. By the way, spoilers. Spoilers. We give spoilers. This movie came out this year. We're going to talk about the movie. By the way, John Sally getting killed off in this movie. Come on, man. What are we doing? John Sally's like, he's not doing anything else. Like, at least keep him alive for these fucking Bad Boys movies.
Do you guys remember the best damn sports show period on Fox with John Sally, Rob Dibble?
Brought the dibs.
Oh, I'm Arnold.
Mike Rose. Chris Rose.
That was great. They were so
Tom
edgy.
Arnold. That's right.
They were so edgy.
What a weird fucking group of people to put together. Rob Dibble had like a good run for a while, you know.
Yeah.
Like who would have thought?
Nasty boy.
Who would have thought? You know. Yeah. Also,
how they get Mitch Williams there with him? Just a
wild thing. Mitch was too much of a wild card.
Yeah, too much of a bad boy.
Too much.
Literally, that's his nickname. Yeah. DJ Khaled with a cameo in this as well.
But he was also so. Question to you two, King. Have you seen the third one? Bad Boys for Life.
Yes, I have.
All right, so
I had not, by the way, and so I read the plot on Wikipedia, so I got a little bit of that. I at least knew who Armando was going into this movie because that's sort of important.
Yeah, but you also missed the transition of from when you know the first two movies were Michael Bay movies, he has cameos in this and in the third one. He's the guy like driving a car, but the switch from like kind of a semi-serious action movie like the first two were to these third and fourth ones are very Fast and the Furious later. It's, you know, first Fast 100%. And Furious, Tokyo Drift, second Fast and Furious, a little more serious, and then it jumps into the craziness, and that's where these movies have gone.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Fast and the Furious because I wrote that down. I was like, yep. we are living in a Fast and Furious world, and that is where we get Axel F. That is where we get this. And you know what? They're not good. They're not bad. They're fine.
They make money.
It depends. If you kind of slow down,
they're fine.
Look at it in totality and just live your life a quarter mile at a time. It's fine.
And as long as it's fine. Family in these movies too. It's all about family.
Family. Yeah. Literally, like all of them are exactly the same. It's family.
Yeah.
This movie, written by Chris Bremner, who also wrote Man from Toronto and Bad Boys for Life, along with Will Beal, who also wrote on Aquaman, Justice League, Axel F, and Gangster Squad. So some bangers, I guess.
So they got the people in that write the new age action movies.
You mentioned it, directed by Adil and Bilal. They co-direct everything they do together. So the co-directed movie is called Rebel, Black, and Gangsta, which I've never heard of, but were reviewed really, really well and apparently are very good. Also did episodes of Ms. Marvel, which was obviously a Marvel show on Disney Plus. This movie's budget was $100 million. And it made 404.2.
Yeah, that's why they keep making these Fast and Furious styles movies, because they make a pile of money.
Again, we're living in the Fast and Furious world. And
so if you think about it,
the movies are not cinema, they're not art, they're fine. They're fine. Yeah. So that's all people need.
Yeah. But see, this movie put the franchise over $1 billion. That says, even for how great the first two movies were, they weren't bringing in the bucks like these last two movies have.
You ain't seen Bad Boys 2.
You ain't seen Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2 were like phenomenal. Like, I don't know. They might not hold up, but I remember them being phenomenal movies. Like,
they're still, I'm sure they're still good.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the worst part in this, I was just waiting for it, is they like would try to start that hook, you know, the intense music that Michael Bay would use for the first two ones. And then they would like taper it out real quick. Like they would never get into it. And I was just always like, ah, come on. That was like one of the best parts of the first two movies was that music to it.
Just kept edging you, Ski. Sorry, bro.
Fucking edge lords over here. These two new directors.
Yeah. Adil and Bilal. Edge lords. Yep. That's why Disney got them.
I always thought the name was Dylan Blau or something. I just thought it was one person. Dylan Blau.
Dylan Blau. Yeah.
Yeah. The brother of the David Blau.
David Blau. Yeah.
Oh, we got Adil LRB and Bilal Falah.
Speaking of Arby's.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Cheddar melt.
Cheddar melt. Get a Rabbies ball.
Did you know that DJ Khaled's real name is Khaled Khaled? First and last name.
I feel like I probably knew that, but
Yep. Went down a little rabbit hole with DJ Khaled while doing the research for this movie. I'm like, there's no way he has the same first and last name.
Do you consider DJ Khaled a DJ or hip hop artist?
He produces, right?
Yeah.
Like he makes the beats. So yeah. I would say he's a DJ. Yeah,
I'm gonna say neither.
Does he have one of the best opening hooks in that genre of all time?
Which is yelling his name,
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't particularly like anything he does.
No.
But like, yes.
You didn't like Lean Back, Fat Joe.
Yeah, I mean, Fat Joe. Fat Joe.
That was a banger. Don't lie, that shit was a banger. You know you.
This is not the era of Fat Joe right now.
Do the rock.
2024 not treating Fat Joe very well. okay. So big difference in this movie between those first two, as I remember them, is Martin Lawrence fucking sucks. Like, he sucks in this movie. Like, he is not good in this movie. Like, not at no point was Martin Lawrence funny in this movie. And it's like they were trying really hard for him to be funny in this, and he was not at all.
Well, that was his role. I mean, because if that's the one thing that wouldn't hold up is Martin in the first two movies, because he was the pure comic relief.
He was. So
Will Smith was the very serious character in these franchise. And Martin was, you know, the funny guy. But yeah, I don't know if it's just maybe age catching up with him.
It seemed like it. Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't hit the same anymore from, you know, the mid 90s Martin Lawrence.
And Martin was very jowly in this.
He's very jowly.
Like, just I was looking at him because he's not an ugly person by any stretch. I'm not like trying to body shame him. And for his age, he looks perfectly fine. But I was like, did he have plastic surgery? Like, was it the beard? He just looked very jowly. Just right there. Yeah.
It's weird to say this, because like his character, part of the role, like part of it was that he was sick. And he was like, he almost died, and he's supposed to like be eating better and blah blah blah. But he looked like that, you're not really used to like seeing the actor look.
It played more to that gunfight scene where the Skittles explode and he's trying to eat them, and then like the Kool-Aid gets shot and he's guzzling the Kool-Aid. It doesn't work if he's back to, you know. He used to rock nothing but leather clothes in all his stand-ups. Yeah. He hasn't rocked leather in 20 years.
Def Jam, back when Def Jam was his thing? Yeah, no.
I rocked leather since he like almost died wearing that like sauna suit jogging.
Yeah. I
forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm curious for your thoughts on all that, because they, again, that was the part that felt the most, like, for lack of a better term, like force-fed to the audience, right? Like, what, the food part, because they're in the middle of shootouts and he's like, oh, I gotta eat this jelly bean, Mike, I gotta eat this jelly bean. Like, what are you doing? Like Adil and Bilal, like, what are you doing? Like, you could do this better. You know, like, that, and maybe that, it was that's like
a,
the writing.
That's a Fast and Furious. That's how Fast and Furious would do it. So that's how they did it.
This guy, like, putting his tongue underneath the fucking, like, juice or whatever. Like, what are we doing? Like, this is dumb.
I'm going to go to the other end, too.
Like, give me, like, the Michael Bay shootouts. You know what I mean? From the first two. That's what I want, because that's what Bad Boys is. And then you can throw in, like, a little quippy comedy shit like that. But, like, my guy, like the super artsy scene where one jelly bean knocks the other jelly bean out of the way and he eats the licorice one. He's like, nobody likes black licorice, Mike. Like, come on, man. Come on. You're getting shot at by like eight guys right now.
I'm going to say two. I think it's with age. I don't think Will Smith is quite good for these roles anymore.
Like, he doesn't have the edge, right?
Yeah, because the first two, you know, he's like ex-military, like gruff, no emotions and shit like that. You know, they're trying to advance the character. You know, he gets married and all that shit, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work with a funny guy, and it's supposed to be the funny guy and super serious, like badass guy. And neither of them were that character anymore.
Yeah, I think they both like sort of grew out of these roles. Like, I agree with you, because I think Will Smith is like too soft for this role now. Like, just,
well, this movie was getting shot when he slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. So maybe he got some cred back. It's like, oh, all right. Yeah. You be badass again.
He went the other way with it. Like, it was really weird. And speaking of badass though, like the bad guy in this, McGrath, played by Eric Dane, like he was good.
Eric Dane.
I thought he was awesome.
Was Eric Dane McSteamy in Grey's Anatomy? Ski, I know you know this.
I don't know which one. I know he was in Grey's Anatomy. I don't know which one.
McDreamy is the guy with the brown hair, right?
Yeah, no, that's somebody else.
Eric
yeah.
Dane, I feel like.
Sure.
Sure.
He's a mix something, that's for sure.
I was going to ask you guys what else he was in. So. Oh,
he was so hot in Grey's Anatomy.
Thanks for jumping on that for me.
But
Look up Eric Dane, Grey's Anatomy. What a beefcake.
Oh, I think it works better. Now he's like the grizzled, like, Silver Fox guy. Awesome.
But he was a Silver Fox in Grey's, too.
Was he then, too?
Yeah.
He was great up then?
It was the Patrick guy who was McDreamy. I can't remember.
Patrick Dempsey
was. And Dane was McSteamy.
But he works great as a bad guy.
Very good.
Give it to him. I could not say name another thing he was ever in, but he was good in this.
He looked, honestly, he looks like what I envisioned Dan Lanning to look like in like 10 years. Just with the headset on. Good hair, gray, receding a bit.
Beard, jaw
sticking out, little headset. Oh my God. Look around, gentlemen.
I see Lanning going the other way. Like, because I think this Eric Dane guy is like, he's in great shape. I see Lanning going the other way. All these zins, like,
true.
You know, like,
yeah, that's
Vin gives you nothing but boost of energy to hit the weight room.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, Dan's got to hit that weight room a little bit more if he's going to be in Eric Dane category.
That's true.
See what you're saying, though. Head shape, like
head shape, similar. Yeah. But totally. Yeah, Dan has a funny body. Sometimes you're like, oh, looks like he's in really good shape, and then you're like, oh, from the same game. No, that's big old punch.
He's like an 80s wrestler.
Yeah.
He changed a lot from that first year. Remember, it was like all about him wearing the tight pants and having like the huge dong, right?
Huge now dick.
He's like, he's got gone the other
way. I was got a little looser sweatpants now than what he was rocking.
Yeah, he's allowed to leave in those gray sweats now.
Let's see. Eric Dane, known for, let's see, he's in Euphoria, apparently.
Oh, man.
Grey's Anatomy.
So speaking of McSteamy, am I right?
Let's see. In a movie called Burlesque with Cher.
Was it from like the 80s?
He was in X-Men The Last Stand as Multiple Man. So, I don't know.
What?
Who could forget Multiple Man?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Multiple Man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think he
real.
Found...
Not a real. He's not a character.
I think he found a new typecast for his, like, second half of his career here. These grizzled bad guys, like ex-military guys, perfect for him.
Perfect. Yeah. He was in Marley and Me.
God.
That's definitely what we remember him from. Yeah.
I'm looking at Multiple Man. Oh, wow.
He was in 9 episodes of Charmed.
Oh, of course.
Hell yeah. That's great. That's better than being Multiple Man.
Was that Shannon Doherty? Was she in Charmed?
Yes.
Yes.
And nice. Alyssa Milano, too, right?
Alyssa Milano. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Couple of brunettes cutting it up.
Okay, we should probably talk about this movie. We're going down an Eric Dane rabbit hole.
The pool is killing me.
Yeah. See, well, that's the thing with this movie now is if you just treat it like a Fast and the Furious movie, we don't have to talk about the plot of this movie.
Yeah. Because
it doesn't really matter what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, by the way, we should probably talk about the plot.
No,
of this movie.
I don't want to talk about the plot at all. Actually, the only plot line I liked. It's just because, thank God they brought him back, was Joey Pants.
Joey Pants, I was just going to say. That was like one of my favorite parts of the movie was seeing Joey Pants. Like, and the way they did it too. Like, he's like every single, because like every time they watched him, it was on like a recorded video that he recorded just for them because he knew he was going to die and he knew they needed to get the message and he knew that they'd figure it out. And so every single time he recorded himself doing one of these, he poured himself a new drink, like sat up and is like, I'm telling you guys, like
you fucking guys, you know, he's just like pissed off at him already. Just
this is like the most specific thing that like a person could do, like set up their phone, like hit record, have a plan, a super vital, necessary message you have to put across. And he just like sets the phone down, turns it on, gets all fucking casual, and he's like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna do like three or four takes of this probably anyway, so I'll just fucking whatever. Let's go. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It could, great. It wouldn't work any other way because it's Joey Pants. Like, I get it. Like, but it was so silly.
Yeah. So I think you could take everything else out of this. It doesn't matter what this movie is. I go back to it. It really doesn't matter. To you, I guess you wouldn't have known from the third one that Will Smith's, that Mike Lowry has a kid that he had with some drug dealer from the third one.
Found that out in Wikipedia. Yep.
Yeah. Which is vital to the kind of the plot to this movie, if you want to call it a plot.
No, this is like Fast and Furious. It's like there are cool things that happened in this movie, and that's what you remember the movie for. Like, the plot doesn't matter, but it's like hey, a guy fell through glass and got eaten by a big white alligator.
Yep.
Like, remember when that happened?
The plot is to get to the next scene, action scene. That's all the plot's there for.
Pretty much.
We're gonna have them driving in a gang and FBI are shooting at them, and they're in a van that is completely on fire.
Yep.
And they're just cruising in it.
And getting shot at, like, from every direction, multiple times. Nobody's getting hit with any bullets whatsoever. Like, by the way, like, until the very end, I think, did anybody die? Like, I don't even remember, like, gangsters or bad guys dying. Like,
yeah, they shot some of those guys that were taking them out of the strip club. And can I say one of the...
Did they, though?
Yeah, they definitely headshotted a couple guys.
Okay, all right.
But one of the, for the young kids out there, one of the cringiest things I've seen in a movie in a long time.
So choo-choo.
Well, a little bit. Was her telling Mike, I'm not going to give you information unless you eat my pussy.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
My God.
That's Tiffany Haddish, by the way.
Yes, that was Tiffany Haddish, by the way.
And can I say, because I opened this up by saying I watched some of this with my kid who has mono, and he was in and out. Yeah, that scene, he was there. And I was like, hey, like 45 seconds before, I had laid my head on my wife's lap, and it was just awkward. And just sat there, started whistling. Ooh.
Martin coming up with the idea, okay, it's not cheating. Mike, you just go lay there and stick your tongue out.
Yes.
God,
I mean, you guys have heard my take on Tiffany Haddish every time she's been in a movie we've watched.
This is the worst. Like, her character did not serve a purpose. Like, Tiffany Haddish was a big name, and they're like, hey,
typical woman, am I right?
let's get Tiffany Haddish in this movie somehow, and let's give her the worst part ever. And sure enough, she delivered. Because it was awful. And Martin trying to be funny after she said that was awful, too. Now, again, like, I can't stress enough how bad Martin Lawrence was in this movie. I love Martin Lawrence. Like, Martin, I used to watch as a kid. It's, like, one of my favorite shows ever. Like, I loved his stand-up. I loved him in the first Bad Boys. He's, like, one of the best cop actors ever.
Blue Streak is phenomenal.
I'm saying
phenomenal.
I
even brought it when we watched Evil Dead. Black Knight is actually even entertaining. It's terrible, but it's entertaining because that was Martin was funny enough back then to take a ridiculous plotted movie and make it entertaining.
He had the energy. You could say that about both of them in this movie. By the way, is they neither of them has the energy anymore.
No aura.
Nope.
None.
No Riz.
Yeah.
Here's the question for you, Brogan, because you're the one that brought it up when we watched Axel F and said Eddie Murphy is not funny.
Yeah.
Who was less funny in these two movies that we watched?
Martin
by a lot.
Yeah, by a lot.
But,
yeah, it kind of brings up, you know, Eddie's even a little bit older than Martin. I think you need to apologize and give Eddie Murphy a little more props.
The fuck I do, because they're
apologize. Apologize.
They're both terrible. Absolutely.
Apologize
not.
To Eddie Murphy.
Never. Hey, Eddie, come here. Braga's got an apology for you.
Yep.
So that's my Eddie Murphy laugh. Fuck no. That movie sucked. And he
apologized to him. He's good.
Never. No. Just because Martin Lawrence sucks doesn't mean Eddie Murphy can't suck.
That's exactly what it means.
All right, man. I'm not the one saying they're the same here, Ski. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, I don't see color, man. I think you do. You're seeing. I think you do. See the you can't see the difference between them, but.
Oh God.
No.
So and I think I've gone from this movie being fine. It's fine to it being like bad.
But no, it's not.
No, see,
bad.
Again, you got to treat this like a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to throw out the first two movies and anything made before what? 2014?
Yeah.
Maybe 2010 whenever Fast and Furious started going
this guy's
real
keeping
out
up
there.
For Avatar, I feel like.
Yeah. I did learn something from this movie that I didn't know. Windshield wiper fluid is flammable.
Flammable. Yep.
I didn't know that.
I was not aware of that.
Genuinely. So if I ever want to light somebody's car on fire, just flick the thing. And
if you ever want to self-emulate yourself, just
I guess. Yeah.
Go to AutoZone.
Yeah. Get in,
get
the,
in
zone.
The zone.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a catchy song. Yeah. AutoZone. Wow.
So let's see. What was the plot of this? Like the government was using cartels to stop terrorists? Was that it?
Yeah. Joey Pants was... out that there was a whole thing, you know, that these people are getting paid off by the cartels to do shit. And they killed him. And then they try to, see, the big problem was they try to plant all that money on him to make him seem like he was the mole, the bad guy. That's
it.
What fucked him up in the first place.
So the guy, the DA guy, who was dating Rita.
Yep.
He was trying to
he was in cahoots with
cover up his own discretions
yep.
with by funneling Howard's money to cartel people. And yeah, whatever. Again,
doesn't matter. See, plot doesn't matter. Yeah. Plot doesn't matter. Doesn't
You're
matter.
Right. So standout in this movie was the Navy dude, Reggie. Like Reggie, the stepson? I don't remember. Son-in-law. Who,
great movie,
Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore. Yeah. Shout out to Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore, obviously.
Weasel.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, you got to go like.
I know, you're
weasel,
right. You taught
buddy.
Me. You did it better than
all
I did.
Go all about
and
cadence.
Then and
yep.
then right
all
back
about
up.
Cadence.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yep.
You got to slow it down. But I don't remember him in the previous movies. Yeah, but apparently he was
before,
like a kid in them. Like,
so he was going on a date with one of Marcus's daughters.
Yeah.
And they were in like high school.
Yeah.
And that's the one where they come up and knock on the door. And like, this is when, you know, actually had acting chops back then. Will Smith acts like he's drunk and they start kind of just laying into the kid. He's like, oh, what? You're 16? Oh, man, you're at least 32. Kind of shit like that. And just start chiding
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he turns into like this.
Love a good like, chide.
Chide.
That's a good word. Like Chide McBride, or is that
She McBride?
Chide McBride.
Is that a Boston Public?
No, that dude was
God,
in
we're old.
That dude was in Waiting, right? Chide McBride.
Undercover yeah. Brother as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More recent
Eddie,
than my
Eddie, I'm gonna say
public reference.
I need to see a brand new Eddie Griffin. You're up next, Eddie. We need to see if you still have the chops.
Yes, bring back Eddie Griffin. Hollywood, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
No, but like he was a standout in this movie. I thought his character was kind of fun. Like he would just sit and he was super duper like, you know, polite and really put together and would just sit and play Call of Duty all day. And then when push came to shove and people started attacking his house, he became a Marine like and fucking destroyed. Like, am I to understand like those guys were like Rangers and like, you know, all the
mercenary people,
the mercenary guys. Like,
yeah. Oh, they're all ex-military,
probably
yeah.
Not scrubs. And so the fact that he was just like walking through them was pretty cool.
But, I mean, they also
definitely there.
That was like
Mark
that
Messier
was like
definitely
that
there.
Was probably the best, maybe the second best action sequence in the movie. I think probably like the helicopter crash was pretty cool.
God was definitely there.
I didn't hear a thing you were saying.
I'm just naming off.
He's naming Rangers. Yeah.
Oh, name. Okay.
Texas Walker was definitely there.
But that was the only scene that was kind of vaguely Michael Bay-esque was yeah. that helicopter scene.
The helicopter scene, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because even the whole final fight where they charge into the alligator aquarium place, it wasn't that entertaining of a gunfight. Mm-hmm. You know, they're mowing people down and shit. Mm-hmm. The only good thing I liked from it was you never see any bad guy do this where he like holds a grenade like, oh, you shoot me, I'm going to blow up the hostage. You throw the fucking grenade at him.
Throw it at
him. Great idea, bad guy. Great idea.
What's the goal? You're trying to kill him, right? Like, yeah, throw exactly. the grenade at him. Yeah, movie trope. Mm-hmm. Holding the grenade thing.
Don't shoot me. I got a grenade. Don't shoot me.
Yeah, they'll shoot you in the head. What do you mean? Like, huh?
I'm going to go to the very end of the movie. Very Speed-esque in the end. What do? Shoot the hostage. Always shoot the hostage.
Always shoot the hostage.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Go right through them. Yep. Just know what you're doing. All right, we got to grade this thing.
What's it out of this week?
Let's go.
Your movie. You choose.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
Out of 45 or 47?
Woof.
4.7?
Out of 5. All right, okay.
All right. Go for it. It's your movie. You go first.
Nostalgia wants me to bump it up a little bit. And I don't like it. 2.75.
I'm going to go right there with you, 2.75. It could have been more entertaining for how these new movies should be, but it just wasn't as cool as it should be.
Yeah. No, I'm like 2.5. Like I said, you know, like we're living in a Fast and Furious world and they're not good. They're not terrible. They're fine. And this was fine. Like Martin Lawrence was terrible, but like some of the action was good. Like I enjoyed parts of it. Like it's fine. Like you remember 6 or 7 things from this movie and that's enough. Like yep. I'm not going to watch it again. Like it's fine.
Are you going to watch the third one now?
No, I'm not going back in time.
Better gun scenes.
Better.
Okay.